Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I have to give Evan Mobley credit. His energy was consistent from the game last night to sleepwalking through that press conference there. Same level. He played about as hard as he sounded like he talked last night. That was not clear in plain English, but you kind of get what I'm getting.
Just not worried about it. I'll worry about it on Monday or Sunday if they play poorly and it comes back here for, obviously it's coming back for a game five, but I mean, if it's 2-2 and they come back, then I'll be concerned.
Why even worry then? Why not wait till after game five? We can wait till after game six. You know what? Wait till they get eliminated. That'll worry.
If they get eliminated by the Magic, it's going to be a full-on meltdown. But I don't think it's going to happen, and I'm not going to waste the energy on it today. It's a beautiful day, Nick.
Yeah. So, okay. So if it was a crappy day, you'd care about that?
I might have.
If it was yesterday, it was 52 degrees and rainy and cold with no sunshine, you'd be just hot and bothered about it today. So here's the thing. I want to make it real clear. I'm in wait-and-see mode now. Show me. Like, Evan, I totally understand. If I understand this could absolutely be one game, show me tomorrow. Because I'm done with this. They did this all, by the way, everything you heard from the Cavs last night after the loss, it was the same damn thing you've heard the entire season, which is JB Bickerstaff, well, we just got to try harder. Yeah. Hey, you know what? Hey, it was a team of youngins. And, you know, we didn't do our best tonight, but we're going to go out for ice cream anyways. And we're going to go ahead and here, I'm going to do a little hair tussle over here, And we're back to it tomorrow. It's just one game.
Keep plugging away, little buckaroo. You'll get there one day.
And the messaging, this is like, you want to know why I was freaking out about the messaging in March and April when JP, Peter Lynn, caught astray, not intentional. When JB said this same crap. Or when Evan Mobley and Darius Garland, we just got to play harder. Yeah, that's a problem. Listen, the shots don't fall, that's fine. We saw that the other night with Boston. Or actually, Boston's shots fell okay. They just took like 31 threes when we're used to them taking 43 a game. But like, I can deal with, or hey, the other team just had a hot night. I totally can deal with that. I mean, doesn't make it any more fun, but like, this messaging, and honestly, JB last night, same card. You could have pulled JB from last night, and you could have pulled him from the Bulls loss right before the All-Star game. I couldn't have told the difference. Said the same damn thing. This is a guy who's coaching for his job, and he doesn't have the balls to call out his team. They got embarrassed. Thank God it's on NBA TV, a channel so pathetic that nobody watches it.
I just don't think that it's the right move. And again, I'm very hard on JB Bickerstaff. I don't necessarily think he should be back next year, but I just don't think it's the right move for him to denigrate his team in the middle of a series when you just played really well for the first couple of games and you know how talented your team is. In this game, in games like this, it's happened before. It'll happen again. It's a one-off.
So I think the problem is not that he didn't denigrate them last night or didn't go hard at how embarrassing that was. My problem is he couldn't. He couldn't. Because it would have been completely antithetical. It looked like he was losing the team if he did it last night. And the reason...
Well, and that's why you don't do it.
Well, no.
Do you think Spo would do that?
I think Spo absolutely has chewed out his team in front
of
the media.
Yeah, but why do you have to do it in front of the media?
You don't have to do it. By the way, you don't have to do it all the time. Because like their coaches who, like Phil Jackson, that was his whole shtick. And it worked. The man did have plenty of rings. And listen, you don't have to do it all the time. Because then it becomes overkill. Like when Phil did it, Phil would do it once a week.
Nick, here's the thing too, man. These are professional athletes, okay?
Are they? Was that a professional effort last night?
I don't know. I mean, sometimes you hit a buzzsaw, man. I don't think that the players didn't want to win last night. Of course they wanted to win. They'd love to be up 3-0.
They'd love it.
But Nick, this isn't college or high school where JB's going to go at these guys and make them stay after practice and run suicides because they didn't give great effort. They're professionals. So, they've got pride. Let me talk. You've talked
what?
The first segment. I'll talk about a lot of things, okay?
Come on.
Yeah.
Give it to me.
These guys have personal pride. You think they're going to come out in game four with that sort of effort again? It ain't happening.
I believe I was told that kind of effort wasn't going to happen in this series. I believe I was told when I pointed out that they always have an oopsie. At once a week, I was told that wasn't going to happen. I remember hearing that. I was just being a hater.
No one said you're a hater.
Oh, my mentions have been real fun. Oh, it's been a fun week.
Stop looking at your mentions.
No, I will not. Because here's the thing. This show has been used by other shows on this station to go ahead and curry favor with the fans because all is well and nothing's wrong with the Cavs and it's a perfect team. They'll never lose.
Okay, that's
They're 48-team.
If you want to pander to pander to the fans, we are the media. You want to pander to the fans? Great, go ahead.
Well, no, but my point is...
Why do you care?
Why do you care what other people are doing? You care about other people? Come on.
I really don't.
Oh... That is not for today. I'm going to put a pin in it because I love you.
I don't
want to fight with you.
I really don't care.
I do not want to fight with you.
There are three other shows on the station.
There are.
And weekend programming. And I don't give a rip about what they think how they handle their business.
But I want to get back to it.
Okay.
It matters. Listen, I don't need the we're going to go fire and brimstone from JB every week. It'd be tedious and it'd be boring. But when you spend the entire last 2 months of the season doing this pampered bullcrap and relying on their professional pride, even when they've been professionally embarrassed in games. And when you allow this and you do it all second half of the season
I just don't think that in the regular season, you have the sense of urgency and like, I just think the playoffs, there's more pride on the line because you can write. It's like baseball, man. You have 162 games. You can look at wow, we lost 12-0. Okay, it happens.
Where was the pride last night then?
I think it was still there. I just think that you ran into a buzzsaw of
it's
a team.
It's the Orlando Magic. I don't know why my voice did that.
Okay, they are the 5 seed.
Okay. They're a team that couldn't score 90 points in the 2 previous games.
Because the Cavs gave great effort on defense.
No, because the Cavs said, go ahead and make those shots, and they didn't. And because the Cavs last night, that they kept going to the, they're not going to make that shot thing.
Well, and they did. And so, guess what? We'll find out if they can make some adjustments going into game 4, which that'd be nice.
Where were the adjustments last night? Hey, don't just rely on closing out with once the person is actually taking the shot. Where was that adjustment?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All I've heard is JB has outcoached Jamal Mosley, not from you, but all I've heard is JB's the better coach in the series. Where were the adjustments? Because JB isn't, we can't hold JB accountable for the lack of effort because that's not what coaches do anymore. We can't hold him accountable for the lack of adjustments made in games, because apparently coaches don't do that. Am I supposed to judge him based off how much he talks to the officials? Is that his job? Like, what am I can't be critical of a team that was embarrassed last night on national television, which again nobody watched because NBA TV sucks. But
dude, I was pissed about that because I was sort of mobile last night because I was going down to Canton, and you know, my son was trying to watch it on his iPad as we were like heading to the restaurant. No go. Because YouTube TV, because that's the mobile thing.
Yep.
I guess we have the Bally. The Bally Sports app sucks anyway. It's the worst.
Him on Twitter saying, I'm scared y'all are going to fight. We're not going to fight.
We're not going to fight.
We're passionate. You're passionate today. I like that. We just disagree. I just would like to, I don't know when I'm allowed to hold JB accountable. I don't know when we're expecting, like when we're allowed to go after the players for pathetic effort. Like, I don't know when we're allowed to have critical takes of the Cavs anymore, or when do we get to hold them accountable? I guess we don't. I guess we should just be happy with whatever the Cavs do, and ice cream with sprinkles on it, because you got to get the sprinkles. That's just a modifier.
I hate sprinkles
there.
On my ice cream.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.